This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, the Progressive Liberal Party, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Free National Movement, Marco's Pizza, and Wayne Monroe of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I'm going to start off the show today with what may become a regular feature and telling people to be careful because COVID-19 is going crazy out there. There's 191 people in the hospital. There's people in the parking lot being treated, people being treated in the cafeteria. There's just no more space in the actual hospital. So please, be careful. And I'm not saying you're being reckless because you end up in the hospital or you get sick with COVID-19. What I'm saying is try to do everything you can to avoid reckless behavior, because I do see some reckless behavior. So I would be very, very careful. Tread very, very carefully. All right, because this thing ain't playing. All right, you don't want to end up in a situation where you need treatment and you're unable to get it. What? I'm off mic? Which mic is right? Oh, I've turned. Oh, my bad. I'll move the mic. All right, so a couple of things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, like I said, the fiscal snapshot. We're going to talk about some information on supply chains. I left my reading glasses at home. I have my driving glasses. And these don't help at all. So this may be a challenge to get through all this, but we'll see what we can do. So supply chains, fiscal snapshot. By the way, I again didn't have a good night's sleep. I have a piriformis strain. Your piriformis muscle runs over your sciatic nerve, or your sciatic nerve runs through your piriformis muscle. It depends. Like your piriformis muscle is in your butt, your glutes, right? And I guess I've stressed it too hard, and so when you're laying down, you get this kind of dull pain, this tingling feeling running down your leg. So I woke up at like 2:30, and I had this thing, and I couldn't really comfortably go back to sleep. Oh, no, I need I'm ready for hard drugs at this point, I got to tell you. You want to get a good night's sleep, it's critical. All right? Anybody seen the new cabinet building design? You been downtown? Well, they're planning on building a pretty massive structure. I have questions. First of all, it appears that the entire structure, several stories high, is covered in glass. That's a bad idea, because it's going to cost more to cool the building. You spend $1 million a year cooling that building if it's all in glass, because if the offices are facing outward and it's glass, then that's going to make all the offices hot. Maybe you should put the hallways or the ones with the glass. I don't know. But it's glass facing on every side from what I could see. And it's going to be a problem because of the heating costs and also because we have hurricanes all the time. Is it going to be hurricane impact glass? Are you sure about that? They look like unbroken panes of glass going all the way through. Anyway,
Just a thought.
All right. Also, we want to send condolences to the family of Michael K. Williams. Played Omar on The Wire. He died yesterday. He was found dead. Tragic. They claim that TMZ's claiming it had looked like a drug overdose. Which is tragic. And he did speak frankly before about his struggles with addiction. All right. So we want to send the condolences out to his family. He, of course, his mother was Bahamian, or his mother is Bahamian, and he always embraced his culture. He was down here all the time, and we want to say rest in peace. Rest in peace. Another great Bahamian actor, right? And now he's gone. Tragic. But at least we have his work to remember him by. He did a lot of good work. I watched Lovecraft Country a few months ago, and that was really good. I don't know if they stuck the ending, but it was good. All right, before I get into the fiscal snapshot, another item that you need to know about. So we have now published the Parliamentary Registration Department has gazetted public notice for general elections, 16 September 2021. You know. Anyway, I'll say this. They only published it in the Tribune. All right? I'd love to know what that's about. I'm pretty sure I do know what that's about, but I'd love to be certain of what that's about in any event. Ministry of National Security, Parliamentary Registration Department, public notice. General election, 16 September 2021. Time off to vote. One. In accordance with Regulation 8 of the Parliamentary Elections, Symbols and Time Off Regulations, Chapter 7, every employer shall permit each employee who is registered as a voter to be absent from work on polling day during the hours of the poll for 2 hours, in addition to the normal meal hour for the purpose of voting. Paragraph 1 shall not apply to any employee whose work on polling day commences at or after 10 a.m., or concludes at or before 4 p.m., all right? So if you're scheduled to work at 10, you don't get the time off. You got to go before you work, get to work. Polls open at 8, I believe. If you're getting off at 4, you don't get the time off. Polls close at 6. Now, if you're on the line, they'll let you vote, I believe, right? Yeah. If they're on the line, they're supposed to let you vote. Polls close at 6 or 8? 6, because the curfew is 9, right? Polls close at 6. 3, no employer shall make any deduction from the pay or other remuneration of any employee or impose upon or extract from that employee any penalty by reason of that employee's absence from work during the period specified in paragraph 1 above. 4, any employer who contravenes any of the provisions of this regulation shall be guilty of an offense and liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding $1,000 or a term of imprisonment not exceeding 6 months. Really? Prison time? You get prison time for that? In accordance with Section 26(3) of the Parliamentary Elections Act 1992, the Parliamentary Commissioner wishes to inform the public that the Register of Voters for the 16th of September 2021 general elections have been published as of Monday, 6 September 2021. Certified copies of the register or parts thereof may be purchased from the Office of the Parliamentary Commissioner, Farrington Road. Persons wishing to inspect the register or parts thereof may do so at the Parliamentary Registration Department, Farrington Road, Nassau, the Parliamentary Registration Department, Freeport, or at any administrator's office in the Family Islands. I'm going to just detour here for a second. If the election is general, why is it general elections? Why do they say general elections? I don't get it. Shouldn't it be general election? Because you're voting for all the people on that day? Wouldn't that make sense? It's just general election. I don't know why we say general elections. There's just one general election happening, as far as I'm aware. Right? I believe I'm right. The public is notified that replacement of voters' cards that have been lost, stolen, or destroyed can be issued up to 7 days prior to the general election. 7 days. Monday election, Thursday. I can't find my voters' card. I need to get a replacement. So I got to do that tomorrow. Okay. 7 days prior to the general election. Yeah, I got to do that tomorrow. You got until tomorrow to go get your, replace your voter's card. If you don't, you can carry your ID. They tell me they can pull up the voter's card information on the computer, and you should be all set. But some people like that, just have the voter's card. I'd like to have my voter's card. Although I want a new pitcher. Because it's like Fat Juan on the old voter's card. It's like my passport. People look at it and go, that's not, is that your brother or something? That's not you. I was going to give my NIB card for ID one day when I did my debit card. And I was like, hey, I don't need ID. It's a chip card. I just pin it, right? Or tap it. My tap stopped working on my card, by the way. First Caribbean on my debit card. And I gave him my national insurance card, and he was like, that's not you. I was like, I'm telling you, that's me. He's like, no, it's not you. So then I had to give him my driver's license. The public is reminded that if a voter cannot find his voter's card on general election day, see, one place you're saying general elections, next place you're saying general election. He, she may be permitted to vote upon the production of some sufficient means of identification of the Parliamentary Elections Act, such as passport, driver's license, or National Insurance Board smart card. All right, so good. Yeah, so I'm just going to go take my driver's license. Nah, I feel like I should get my voter's card. In accordance with subsection 2 of section 54 of the Parliamentary Elections Act 1992, the register for the advance poll to be held on Thursday, 9th of September 2021, is available for inspection. Copies of the various parts of the register may be inspected at the Parliamentary Registration Department, Farrington Road, Nassau, and at the Parliamentary Registration Department, Freeport, Grand Bahama. All right, so you got until tomorrow. Someone's saying you need a police record. That's true. That's true. Nah, forget it. I'm going to take my driver's license. It is what it is. All right. Now, let's look at what's going on with the symbols. This is a lot. All right. This is a lot of $400 to be given to the Treasury that y'all, a lot of y'all ain't going to get back. A lot of y'all ain't going to get back. You got to have more than one-sixth, at least one-sixth of the vote cast have to be cast for you to get your $400 back. I'd rather, like, go put that on one number and just do it for that. All right, Bahamas Constitution Party. Looks like a plus sign. Bahamas Democratic Movement. It's a conch. Bahamian Way Forward Movement is an arrow pointing right. Christian People's Movement is a book, I guess Bible maybe they want to say. Coalition of Independence, they have the same symbol they have on the posters. They have that, that's the poster, the one with the burst and the Bahamian flag colors, although there won't be no colors on the voter's card. Democratic National Alliance is a lighthouse. Faith That Moves Mountains Party is a lion's head. Free National Movement, a torch. Grand Commonwealth Party has what appears to be someone standing over a person lying on the ground with their arms outstretched in the air. Independent Candidates is a circle with a triangle in it. Kingdom Government Movement, I do believe this is supposed to be Noah's Ark, the Ark of the Covenant. That's the symbol they have. The Ark of the Covenant. People's National Coalition. Looks like this is a robin. It's a bird. Progressive Liberal Party, got the hand. Righteous Government Party has a trumpet. United Coalition, it's like some slashes that form a C. Do they pick these themselves? They just give them a book and they go, pick one. Craig, a independent candidates have symbols too. Let's see who's independent candidate and what their symbol. Craig A. Boat, Elizabeth, it's a star. Karen Butler, St. Barnabas, a star. Fontella Chipman, Fort Charlotte, it's two hands shaking. Reese Chipman, Centerville, it's a thumbs up. Angela Michelle Cox, Fort Charlotte, it's a heart. Hillary L. DeVoe, Elizabeth, it's a heart. Marie Dorset Major, Bainstown and Grantstown, is a cup. Zacchaeus Glass, that's a hell of a name there. Zacchaeus Glass. Marathon is a star. Kareem Hanschel, Garden Hills, is a cup. Kareem Hanschel is the Rasta guy, right? Who had the net worth of $60? You seen that one? He was on, sorry. I like his energy. So he was like, oh, y'all can laugh at me. I see y'all laugh all you want. I don't owe nobody nothing. Raquel Horton, Marathon. That's a flower. Raquel Horton was Miss Bahamas, right? Yeah. O'Brien Thomas Knowles Carmichael is a cup. Raquel Horton is a rose. Shelly Moss is running in Killarney. Shelly running in Killarney. Go ahead, Shelly. Is a heart. Anthony J. Ramming, Golden Gates, is a clock face. Percival Everest Roberts, Fort Charlotte, is also a clock face. Sydney Sands is a heart with like a dove and a dot. Boykin Smith, Garden Hill, is a star. Is that thunder? Lightning? Yeah. Boykin Smith, Garden Hills, is a star. Cynthia Smith, Freetown, is a heart. Omar Smith, Bamboo Town, is a star. Samuel Strawn, Mount Moriah, is an umbrella. Ural Usher, Golden Gates, is a sailboat? Yeah, sailboat. Remember, I don't have my glasses. Mario Sasha Dunn Woodside, Nassau Village, is Sasha Dunn running in Nassau Village, bro. Is a flamingo inside of an oval. Freeport Albert Clear, Marco City, is a sword. Kevin R. Ferguson, Marco City, is a butterfly. Frederick A. McAlpine, Pine Ridge, is a teardrop. Teardrop. Daquan Swain, West Grand Bahama and Bimini, is a clock face. Shandakan John Maxwell Wilson, Pine Ridge. Shaquelle Adderley, Pine Ridge is a star. Shandakan is a star. That's also a hell of a name. Doesn't stack up to Zacchaeus Glass, but still a hell of a name. Strong name, Shandakan. I think Bacchus is probably the best name I've seen. Bacchus Roll. You're not going to mistake him for anyone else. Shaquelle Adderley in Long Island is a Marlin. Yorick Sands, South Andros in Mangrove Key, is a sailboat. Angelo Smith, South Andros in Mangrove Key, is a heart. Deidreanne Taylor, Exuma, is a dove with a branch. All right, so that's for your public edification. What is going on with them? All right. Y'all are going to give the Treasury some nice money. A little something. Help menace with the school lunch program. Yeah? Okay. We'll do some text messages before we get into this fiscal snapshot.
How do you change the lighting on the screen? Because I can't see this. One second.
I'm not a Samsung guy, but let me see.
Brightness. It's like all the way down. Why would y'all do that? I need it all the way up. That's what I need. Okay. Arrow. There we go.
Says Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler, has a yoga program. Good for what you have one. Find it and try it. I'm gonna have to do that. Because I was YouTubing some stuff and I was doing some stretches, you know? But it's like, because sciatica is when you get like a herniated disc or something like that. And that triggers your sciatic nerve. But you can also strain your piriformis muscle. And that does it as well. All right.
Says keep your wallet in your coat or front pocket from now on. That's a major issue that affects us. Is it? Is it? Okay, let me try that. I feel weird with my wallet in my front pocket. I don't know. We're bucking decades of tradition here. And actually, this wallet is designed to go in your front pocket. But I just always keep it in my back pocket. Thank you for that. Wallet in the front pocket. I'm going to try that. Maybe that is a problem. Great show as usual, Juan. Trust me, most people taking the day off election day. Yeah, I'm going to have to go vote real early. It says Damian Gomez and the P-Hell-P believe they're slick. After being irresponsible and reckless with that motorcade on Saturday, they realize that a lot of supporters may be in quarantine due to COVID and won't be able to vote on election day. That's why they came up with this jokey legal action. Yeah, we're going to talk about that if we have a chance, but it hasn't actually happened yet, but they're threatening legal action. Hey, Juan, look into double glazed windows that are insulation barrier to noise and heat, so it will cost less in energy consumption. It's a sustainable approach to use natural lighting and reduce the need to cool. Well, maybe that's what they're doing. But I know a lot of buildings that they designed with large windows, they had to take them out. Large windows and skylights, government buildings. Because the heating costs were too much. The cooling cost was too much. Juan, please start doing some Pilates or yoga. You're not stretching enough. Nerve pain is worse with tight muscles. Why are all these famous people doing drugs? I don't get it. Where are they running from? No joke, run to Jesus. There can be peace beyond understanding, no matter the craziness around you. That really makes me worried for our young people that we want to send on the world stage, especially our athletes. That's unfortunate. Very tragic. I will do some yoga. You make a good point. You're right, I'm not stretching enough. I'm not. And yesterday I could feel it. I could feel that my muscles were tight, but I still launched in my workout. Because I'm not really doing cardio right now that much. It says each constituency is an election. We don't do one election for the entire country position, so they are elections. Yeah, but it's a general election. Right? That means it's just one election because everyone's voting. We got a call on the line. That's fine. Hold on. I don't have any sound. Okay, there we go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Now, for our old timers, the PLP sign is what to you?
The PLP sign is a hand.
No, that's a crowd. The black crowd.
Okay.
You see Saturday, when it rained, you see this, the crowd was coming in the millions.
I got
inside
you.
Of the crowd. But I know. Clinton said so, of the crowd. And this crowd. Now let's get back to this disclosure. Is that a sworn affidavit?
I mean, the JP does it. I don't know if they swear before the JP. No one checks that. No one.
Let's say, doing a civil case or a divorce case, did I use against them?
Probably, yeah.
Because they're playing with that. They're playing around with our emotions and ego and want to be rich for a couple of weeks, right? And we need to raise $400 to $1,000 next time to get rid of the riffraff who want to be famous for 15 minutes.
Well,
this is not a joke, you know. This is a serious thing, and they're taking away votes that could be used. Men for good.
How is it democratic at all to try to price people out of running for political office? How is that in any way, shape, or form democratic?
if you're serious. $1,000 for you to come and...
Why not make it $10,000?
So you've been $400 for the last, what, 50
Let's,
years?
Why not $20,000 if we're pricing everyone out? We'll eliminate a lot of people then.
That's called inflation. Because if you could go with Twitter, then you have all these money, and you win all this money, and push up the shove, you ain't have it. That's for you to be safe. You're the millionaire. And you really ain't. That's playing with our emotions. And that comes with a price. $1,000 goes to the public treasury. That's all. Is that hard?
I don't agree with you, but that's an idea, certainly.
But it's been wanted forever.
Yeah.
Raise it to $1,000 for the serious people who want to lead us to have money or have something to show.
I hear you. I don't agree. I think that 400's fine. Just leave it there. If you want, look, it's your democratic right to run to represent the constituency. All right? I don't know that that benefits our democracy to ice more people, to box more people out of that. I think the more people running, the better. A lot of y'all ain't got y'all money back, but I don't got a problem with you guys running. Says, good afternoon, Juan. You're saying that there's no space in the hospital. However, the representative the PLP sent to your show yesterday said they've located an administrative office that they can combine all the COVID-19 centers into one. So go figure how the administration overlooks this. Yep. Says, where can I go to get a replacement? Do I have to file a police report? You need a police report. So you're probably screwed at this point, because if you don't do it by tomorrow. When I'm dying to see how this election will work with the polls closing at 6 p.m. when dealing with social distancing and COVID protocols, it's hectic enough on regular days. It depends, like, which one you're in. So if you're in, like, I believe Golden Isles has some, like, 7,000 registered voters. So that's going to be a problem, right? But I'm in St. Anne's, and I can't remember the number of registered voters. I think it's somewhere around over 3,000, maybe more. But I didn't get any huge lines. Now, when I lived in Seabreeze, which they then changed to Nassau, they cut me out of Seabreeze after all these years and put me in Nassau Village when they redid the boundaries. I went to vote at, oh, God, what's the name of the school off Charles Saunders Highway? The huge primary school. Off Charles Saunders. No? Anyway, I went there, and there was just massive lines. But when I went to St. Anne's, Thelma Gibson, I can't remember. Yes, I think that is it. Yes. When I went to St. Anne's, there was hardly anyone there. This says, man, Juan, I'm pretty sure your son or daughter can produce a better and more efficient voter's card than what the government issues. We still using paper voter's cards 48 years later. Hashtag jokers. Yeah, it's pretty disgraceful. Good afternoon, Juan. The Treasury will collect $14,000 from Lincoln Bain's party. Perhaps. It says some of them need a duck symbol because all some of them are going to do is goose us. Sadie Curtis? Maybe it was Sadie Curtis. That sounds right. I'm just agreeing to what you think anyone says. There's two. I think I went to Thelma Gibson. I think. Whatever the big one is. Says increase your fonts. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that. Good afternoon, Juan. Where can I locate info on the UCP? UCP, what is the UCP? UCP, United Coalition Party? What's the UCP? Anyway, like I said, it's in the Tribune, in the business section. I am, again, very interested in understanding what that's about. Good afternoon, Juan. Do you know if voters would have to present their vaccination cards when voting on both advance and regular poll day? No, of course not. You don't have to present a vaccination card. No. Nobody's going to ask you your vaccination status or your health or your COVID-19 status or your health status. Or show me where in the law they can do that. We got a call? That's fine. We got to get to the fiscal snapshot, though. But, you know, I don't know that it warrants everything, but it's a lot of information. Let's take the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello. Yes, I'm holding for the talk show.
Yes, you're on air, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, this is the first time I'm calling in for a very long time. But, yeah, there's some observations, and I want to make one or two comments, right?
Sure.
Death and M has been highly criticized by the opposition and some people who are for the opposition, saying that they were wrong for calling an election in the middle of a pandemic.
They wanted an election in the middle of the pandemic, though.
But my thing is this, right?
I mean, the opposition said ring the bell, right? Not that Menace listened to them, but you were pulling for it.
And it's so ironic because when you really look at it, they were full ready for this election to be called. I mean, with all the signs and everything that they have up. But my thing is this, right? Could he call an election before the pandemic?
Could he have?
Yes.
He could have called an election any time he chooses.
He couldn't call it before the pandemic. I mean, in terms of he wouldn't have known that it was a pandemic if he called it before the pandemic.
So what are you saying? That
and he couldn't call it after the pandemic because he didn't know when the pandemic is going to end.
Right.
So when else is he going to call an election?
I'm not. I don't know. I don't think my critique of it, to say it's a bad timing, is not that it's during the pandemic because you got to have an election. It's
exactly.
That I would do it when we had flattened the curve.
Yeah, and this pandemic isn't going to over anytime soon, so I don't know what the opposition point is with that. But be that as it may, I have voted in the past two elections, I voted for the DNA, right?
Okay.
And I did a lot of work for the DNA in terms of supporting them. And the first time we got like 13,000 votes.
Right.
And then the second time, we got like 5,000 something odd votes.
Right.
Votes, right? I think the first time I did, with all those votes, people were more optimistic that it's a possibility that we can have an other party probably in government. But I feel as if it right now, I don't think they're going to get the same amount of votes that they got even in the 5,000 votes. But I feel my observation of this whole election is that the FNM is going to win this election. And my feeling on the reasons why they have a lot of things going for them, one is that when they call this early election, they're basically going in with the same list of registrants of the last election. That's the election would put them in.
Okay.
There wasn't too many people added on to this new election cycle. What do you think about that?
I mean, they added 20,000 names to the voter register.
I mean, that's a lot. But I'm basically when you split that up into constituencies now, when you really split that up into the 38 seats, constituencies. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking almost like, hey, they're basically going in with the same hand that they went in with the last election. But it's going to be interesting because I think that this election is going to be the first time we have a repeat since 97. And I don't see where the people are going in with the emotions of voting the governing party out. I don't see the anger out there. I don't see the reasoning behind it. And basically, you're going to vote for the same party basically, that was in 2017. They haven't changed because basically, when you really look at it, Dave Davis is a leader. He was the deputy leader under the PLP. So you basically going with the same, and some of the same people are basically, even though they have some new candidates, you still have the same people in the party and the background in the party supporting the party.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see where the people are going to be, hey, look here, man, let me jump on the next side right up and now. Basically, especially on the points of all that corruption that has went down inside the PLP parties with the cabinet ministers going before the courts and
but they lost all those cases. The government lost all those cases.
People are going to be so keen to go vote over on the next side. So I don't know what you think about it.
Okay, I gotta let you go here. I got to go to a break. I think that your analysis is not thorough. Okay. I think that we have polling that shows that a lot of people are dissatisfied with the direction the country is going in. We have a historical trend for the past 20 years, right, of voting out administrations. So, you know, the FNM knows that it is a challenge for them. They call an election clearly because they believe they have an advantage. But I don't think the FNM, despite what Dr. Minnis is saying, I don't think the people who are crunching the numbers inside the FNM believes at all that they're going to have any sort of sweep or that they're going to retain all their all these seats. So can they win? Absolutely. Is it some sort of lock out there? It is not. Right? That's why I'm not calling it. It says it's Thelma Gibson. No, someone said it's Sadie Curtis. I'm going to go with Sadie Curtis. In Pinewood, yeah. Off Charles Saunders Highway. Where they're building the sidewalk. No. It's named after a woman. I know that. Not Cleveland Indians. Oh, this is Thelma Gibson's in Elizabeth Estates. Well, no, that's not where I went. All right, let's go to a break, and then we'll be back. I'll deal with some of your texts and stuff. Stay tuned.
Collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts, hiding who profits from travel visas, from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed, who got rich? The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's a hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat all summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large two-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free, all just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco's stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
COVID-19. Do not panic. Be prepared. Some persons may get worried and feel stressed whenever there's an outbreak of diseases like COVID-19. Do not panic. It is better to be informed and prepared. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns. Make a plan for how you will keep your home and workspace clean and disinfected. Practice proper hygiene and preventative actions such as proper hand washing and coughing and sneezing etiquette. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
From 20 years ago when Archbishop Gomez sent me to St. Margaret's Church in Freetown, I've been in the community. And the overall sentiment I get from young men, as soon as they say they're from Camp Road, their opportunities are cut off. So we're suggesting a fishing cooperative. Many of them have connections to the sea. We have in Freetown the most diverse constituency, in my view, in the Bahamas. It runs from the inner city to Paradise Island and Ocean Club. I will be calling on all sectors of this constituency to partner with us. It is time for the young men of Freetown to have ownership. I ask you to come with me to a new day with Wayne Monroe in Freetown, with the PLP as government.
This has been a paid political announcement by Mr. Wayne Monroe, PLP candidate for Freetown.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are going to just deal with your text messages. We'll get to the fiscal snapshot on the other side. It's Sadie Curtis. We've established that it's Sadie Curtis. Okay? Sadie Curtis is next to Cleveland Enius. So it was Sadie Curtis where I voted. And there was a hell of a lot of people there last when I voted there that time. That was election before last. Wasn't Sandokan a karate TV series that came on Zenith in the 80s? I love that show. The jingle was cool. I don't remember that one. Says, of course you could call it at a better time. Just look at the numbers. Are we got a phone call? It's got to be a quick one. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
All right, man. Look, you're right. Sandokan was a marginalized movie back in the 80s.
I remember that.
But however, you know your sciatic. You need to go check with John Boston, that chiropractor. Or he is awesome with that problem itself.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I got a chiropractor now because I've been having some shoulder issues, and my wife got me a gift certificate to go see a chiropractor. And I told her that I had some issues down there, but she's been working mainly on the shoulders. But
okay.
I'm gonna tell her, like, you know, Dr. Davis. I'm gonna tell her that I need to get some work on
okay.
that sciatica.
Your last caller, right, Juan?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he believed the SNM was government, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he forgot that people are disgruntled of the prime minister doing all those lockdowns.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are probably in dire straits and they want to take it out on the government. And so.
Exactly.
I don't. And nothing says to me that they're going to go back with the same numbers at all.
I'm serious.
Right.
All right, bro.
All right. Yeah. Now, if they get 20 something seats, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? That wouldn't surprise me. But to suggest it's going to be anywhere like near where we are now, no. It says, of course he could call the election at a better time. Just look at the numbers. When they go below a certain level, call election. Even better, tell everyone that's what you're doing. Release the election safety protocols and let the debate on what makes sense take place beforehand. Why we have to do all the thinking and we pay in them. I also don't understand why they haven't made a determination on the quarantine people being able to vote. Okay. Juan, tell your caller he's wrong, because elections are not about the register, it's about the issues at hand. In that regard, the FNM is filled with issues. I hear what he's saying. Like, they have a lot of the same people who voted them in before voting again, and other people are not going to be voting because they didn't have an opportunity to register or they didn't register. But that normally doesn't determine the election. Good afternoon, McCartney. Tell that man that it wasn't just FNM voted for Dr. Manus and the PLP gone back home. And there are allegations about corruption now at the FNM's door. Juan, let that last caller who just said he believes calling an early election will lead to a repeat term for Manus, for a Manus-led administration, that he isn't taking into account the fact that some persons who voted FNM last election may be displeased and might either not vote or vote for another party. Also, we know that the PLP base will most likely vote PLP strong. And then there's the other trends about being voted out and no one having a repeat term since 97. I mean, listen, elections are always a gamble. right? Always a gamble. Juan, every time you mention that you plan on doing yoga, there's thunder. That's a sign not to do yoga. Says Chester Cooper is the only person who will win no matter if the PLP win or lose. Great show as usual. I think it's going to be interesting what takes place after the election, because if Minnis loses, Dwayne Sands will run against Minnis for leadership in the FNM. And if Brave loses, this is his last shot at being PM, so Chester will be leader. All right, we got to go to the news break. We're going to be back on the other side.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nassau, Rollin' Red is your next stop. It's a drive-in rally this Tuesday, the 7th of September at the QE Sports Center. 6 to 8 p.m. Stay in your car and truck or on top of your car or truck. Live entertainment featuring Christian Massett, Najee Dunn, and DJ Tang. All safety protocols will be observed. So let's roll red. Then watch us live on any FNM social media site or the rebroadcast on ZNS, R News, and Eyewitness, 8 to 10 p.m.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Let's deal with some of your text messages. We all don't want to deal with no fiscal snap today. Just raw politics till election day, that's all. Anyway. By the way, I'm not, I wasn't trying to knock whoever designed the building. I can't design no building. So, but, and I'm just concerned with the level of glass in the cabinet, the proposed new cabinet building. Juan, that caller must be on speed. The guy who said the FNM was going back in. Juan, FNM, 22 seats or more, two straight FNM. See, even though this person is really just a dedicated diehard FNM, he understands reality, right? 22 or more. I would ballpark around there. I want a majority, right? You need 20 seats for the majority, but you want a bit of comfort, right? So that if somebody get froggy, you won't be in problems, right? So if you got yourself about 25 would be a comfortable number for me, right? Where I menace. I'd shoot for 25. That's what I'd focus on. I wouldn't. And you notice with the Rollin' Red rallies, There's different sets of logic to it. So, and I want to believe that it's more strategic than Minnis just thinking he's going to sweep everything. He knows that's not going to happen. So traditionally, you want to target your rallies, particularly in the pandemic, you'll want to target your rallies to areas where the candidate needs more support. For instance, they went to Exuma. Now, they know they're not going to win Exuma. They know that, right? But they want to drum up support for the candidate, all right? So her campaign could use that support. They go to Long Island. They know they're going to win Long Island, but he wants to go to Long Island to show Long Islanders that Adrian Gibson has the full support of the FNM. Now, why he's going to Rumkey and Cat Island, I don't know. I haven't gotten a good sense of the temperature down there, but not sure.
I guess he wants to unseat Brave Davis, but I don't see that happening. All right. Hey, Juan, was it true that the FNM wanted to replace Dr. Manessa's leader, so he called a snap election? Also, do you see lockdowns coming after election? I don't see lockdowns coming. I see tighter restrictions coming. And if I could get to the fiscal snapshot, I'll explain why. This says, hi, Juan, can you tell me where to go vote in the advance poll? Yeah, I can tell you that. But first, let's take a quick call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you today, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Okay. Juan, think about the scenario. The PLP has its base, right? Mm-hmm. And they're gaining more support daily. The FNM is about to lose a lot of its base to the third parties. Okay?
Okay.
Listen, my prediction is the FNM will win actually about 3 seats.
Wow.
All right? And those 3 seats, I'm still out to lunch on those. And I think Dr. Minnis needs to take the rally in Kalani. Okay, because he needs us in Kalani also. But I'm going to tell you this one, mm-hmm. It ain't going to come in, and that's the PLP. Have a nice day.
All right, my brother. Okay, so you want to know where to go vote for the advance poll. I feel disabled without my glasses. First, let me tell you who can vote in the advance poll. Anyone with a disability or who's age 65 or older, a registered voter, likely to be on election day, a patient in any hospital, nursing home, home for the aged, or other institution for the treatment of any chronic illness or disability, a person who, by reason of illness, infirmity, pregnancy, or recent childbirth, unable to vote in the constituency in which he/she is registered on election day, a person not qualified to enroll as an overseas voter who expects to be overseas on general election day, a nominated candidate, his or her spouse, election agents can vote. If you are overseas, if you're a student studying at a bona fide program of study outside the Bahamas, you can vote. If you're a member, staff, and Ministry of Tourism, Bahamas Maritime Authority, or any embassy, high commission, or other foreign mission staff of the Bahamas posted overseas, and the spouse and immediate family members living within the household of that member of staff. All right, so you can go to any embassy, I believe, in the United States. You can go to the embassy in London and the embassy in Canada, right? Are we doing Jamaica? It's all the Bahamians in Jamaica. No? I'm not sure. Here's where you can vote. I see your calls, but I can't keep stopping and starting, so I got to do this. Here's where you can vote. Oh, hell, where is it? No, I lost it. Can I get it back? Let's see here. Okay, I got it. Here's where you can vote, on New Providence. If you're in Fort Charlotte or Garden Hills, and this is all on the Parliamentary Registration Department website, elections.gov.bs, elections.gov.bs, you can find this information. If you're in Fort Charlotte or Garden Hills, you vote at H.O. Nash Junior High School. Bainstown and Grant Towns and Centerville, C.R. Walker. Elizabeth, St. Anne's and Yamacraw, Doris Johnson. Fox Hill, Freetown Marathon, C.I. Gibson. Anglerston, Mount Moriah, St. Barnabas, Government High School. Nassau Village, Pinewood Seabreeze, Sadie Curtis High School. Golden Isles Tall Pines, Garvin Tynes Primary School, Bamboo Town South Beach, C.V. Bethel High School, Carmichael Golden Gates Southern Shores, Anatole Rogers High School, Killarney Gambier Primary School. Grand Bahama. If you are in Central Grand Bahama or East Grand Bahama, you go to St. George's High School Gym. If you're in Marco City, you go to Jack Hayward Senior High School. If you're in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, you go to 8 Mile Rock High School. How do people from Bimini got to go to 8 Mile Rock? Anyway, if you're in Pine Ridge, you're going to vote at Jack Hayward Junior High School. So Marco said he's Jack Hayward Senior High School. Pine Ridge is Jack Hayward Junior High School. All right. Hope you were paying attention, but you can go to elections.gov.bs to find the information. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Not bad. Juan, the PLP put some things before the Bahamian people, and the things that they put before the Bahamian people that are part of their plan are things that have already been installed by them, either them or the FNM. I want to know what significant thing that the PLP can say that they can that they're able to do before anyone can try to vote for them, because the record has already shown that most of the things that they're putting before the Bahamian people is already installed. Have you heard of anything new?
I've heard numerous new things in the PLP's plan.
Like what?
Well, I tell you what, Alfred Sears is going to be here, and we're going to discuss that with him.
Oh, man, I should have kept quiet, because now they can put something together before tomorrow. Anyway, but Juan.
Yes.
I have a quick question for you. This election, we know it's going to be a very tight election, right, Juan? And I want to speak this to the Bahamian people. Every time we go and vote every 5 years, we remove the plans of a government that's trying to successively finish a project. I say to you, Juan, sometimes some people can build within 6 months. Others take 2 years to build. But I'll tell you that the plans that are needed for the Bahamas to be successful will come when we vote successive governments. Why? Because we're a small nation, a small country with very small resources. So every time another party comes in and takes over from the party before, the only person loses is the voters. The politicians win, the party wins, but the voters lose. I want voters to know, under the Lyndon, Oscar Pinlin, this country thrived and did very well, because if the government, of course the PLP won for many years, but the government was able to successfully plan things, knowing that they were going to continue to successfully make these things happen. What happens is we keep changing parties, and the voters are the ones that lose. So I say to the Bahamian people, be very careful when you vote, because at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay the bill. Thank you, Juan.
Okay. You know, what's interesting is only the governing parties make that argument. You never hear the opposition. You never hear the party when they're in opposition saying, well, you know, let's not change the government. We need, you know, continuity. This says there's only one embassy in the USA. Yes, you're right. I didn't mean to call them all embassies. And the others are consul general offices, New York, Atlanta, Miami. Outside the US, we only have high commissions. You're right. London, it's the high commission in London. And Canada and the embassy in Cuba and Haiti. We don't have a consul general's office in Jamaica? I thought we did. I could be wrong. Let's do the phone line real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? They're gone. All right.
Hey, great. Hey.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. I'm not going anywhere. I'm radio meeting. Good afternoon. How you doing, Juan?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How about yourself?
Just great.
Anyway, I'll go with what you say. I called in listening to that last caller, Juan. And, you know, this is something that I've been wanting to ask you for a while. Juan, there are certain facts that are already in the stratosphere in this country, right? And in the control of the media, certain information has been put out. And so I'm wondering, why is it that you allow callers to call with misinformation without correcting them when they call with nonsense? That's the question, and then I want to make my comment.
I'll think about your question. Go ahead and make your comment.
Okay. As it relates to that last call and the nonsense they spoke about the PLP's plans already being in play, and seeking to carry on with the FNM's plan. That caller must be out of their mind, with all due respect, one, because the Bahama Project, which the Prime Minister seamlessly went to the opening after seamlessly stating that it's a fake deal, was a PLP project. The Point Project, which the Prime Minister seamlessly, distastefully spoke poorly about and went to the opening, was a PLP project one. Okay? Albany, which the Prime Minister seamlessly spoke about and was seamlessly rolled out from, was a PLP project one. NHI, which the FNM government proudly boasts about seamlessly, that is servicing almost 200,000 Bahamians in this country, is a PLP project one. When you look at BAMSI, what, and I could go on and on and on. So you understand my point. The Wynn condo project opposite the Prime Minister's office, PLP project. There's nothing that's happening of any significance in this country that the PLP did not initiate and execute and saw through the first, second, third, and beginning phases in this country. One, that is in play, that is helping the Bahamian people significantly, right down to NIB, where the Bahamian people were able to get the little money that they got after the FNM government furloughed Bahamians, put them out of work, and forced them to go and beg for a couple of dollars from NIB. So one, that caller needs to know what he is talking about when he's calling these airwaves, because he's making a fool out of himself and a fool out of his prime minister and a fool out of his government. Because everything positive predominantly happening right now in this country is as a result of the Perry Christie and Philip Brave Davis 2012-17 PLP administration. And we will carry on the great works that we left in play that the FNM stopped, canceled, or stopped reviewed and canceled in this country. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Now, you asked me a question, and you asked me why I don't correct people if they have misinformation. Firstly, I do. Secondly, I don't have time to do it with every single point everybody makes, because a lot of it, they're just expressing their opinion. If something is blatantly wrong, I usually would say so. For instance, your statement that everything that's positive that's happening right now is because of the PLP is patently false. But I don't feel the need to correct you when you say things like that. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Juan, I had to call back.
Okay.
Juan.
Let's do it.
I am so sorry that I offended Mr. Antoine. But let Mr. Antoine know that he still only talked about the past things. I was talking about what the PLP is putting in place if they should win the government. Why are you still going on BAMSI? If you can go on BAMSI and call people ignorant, then you should have told your leader that he should have made sure that the contractor had insurance when he was billing BAMSI, and when it burned down, the Bahamian taxpayers had to pay for that. Let's talk, Antoine. You call me ignorant. Let's talk. You say all the things in the past with the PLP did. So, what happened with Allison Maynard Gibson mixed up with Bahama? What happened with all of Sheen Gibson and all these other things? Some of them are accusation, and some of them were proven that maybe some of these people were innocent. But I'd say one thing, Antoine, to you, okay? Both the PLP and the FNM had some negatives and some positives. I'm being real, Antoine. I ain't doing this for my lunch, okay? I'm being real. The people of the Bahamas need to hear people on this radio who speak truth. Now, according to the word of God in Proverbs chapter 3, bind them about your neck and write them in the table of your heart so you'll find favor in the sight of God. Truth.
Amen.
And mercy. Let truth and mercy be with you. Let's speak truth, man.
Okay, thank my you. Brother. I appreciate you. We're not going to do any more back and forth, so don't we're not going to do the respond to each other through the show all day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, how's it going?
I might as well soon start calling you Don King, bro. Don King of the radio talk show. But needless to say, one, as a journalist, when your report a story or bring forward a story. Y'all do y'all due diligence. Y'all do y'all, you'll get your facts. Y'all investigate. I think before y'all bring something to the public domain. Now, the situation with Mr. Gibson. I heard the Prime Minister say that the PLP in particular is attacking him. But what is it wrong if you comment on something that is in the public domain?
There's nothing wrong with that.
But so I'm trying to figure out if the Prime Minister has a problem with the PLP giving their 5 cents on what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about, I mean, Mr. Gibson is talking about a mafia attack and stuff. Why is it so much that if the PLP is lying or fabricating a story on them, why don't they sue people?
They haven't even bothered to deny anything other than the contract, saying that the contract wasn't a no-bid contract, for which you've produced absolutely no proof.
Vaughn, I ease up on calling these talks on the talk show until next week because I'm doing something, right? But I can leave this with you. I've been told this from a person in Ministry of Finance. The only way, Mr. McCartney, you as a talk show host and as a journalist and citizens throughout this country from Inagua in the south and Grand Bahama in the north can know the truth about this government and where the money gone is when this government changed. Have a good day, bro.
Okay, my brother. Someone's saying they got a consulate in China, too. They do have a consulate in China. You're right. Let's do one more call. And then I want to do the commercial so we don't keep playing the commercials, the political commercials back to back. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. Are you there?
One.
Hi.
I should be able to comment.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Thanks. I shouldn't allow the first guy to respond. We're not going back and forth with you guys having a forum to insult each other on my show. So that's not going to happen. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good, man. You know, I listen to all of the radio, all of the Mr. Monam, all about the PLPs. I like to gamble, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, before I bring you money, bring you $500, and Dr. Musk will win his seat. It's the thing, just like how they want a government to win, we want our government to win, too. And that's cool, happen to them. We ain't scared of the PLPs. I can tell you that much. Ain't take a party, but they party. And that's all I can say.
Okay. All right. Okay. At least he kept it succinct. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Moan, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Just going to listen.
I said, I'm good, how are you?
I just wanted to make a suggestion. I heard you mention your sciatic situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you take muscle relax?
No, I use like Voltaren, and that helps a bit, but my muscle relaxant sounds good. I need some hard drugs.
No, don't get me in trouble. Speak to your doctor. Mm-hmm. And then, because my husband had it, he had it in a bad way, and it could get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Tried with the muscle relaxer and a pain like a Voltaren and then the rub.
Mm-hmm.
But he, I don't know during this time if there's someone that you trust, like a physical therapist or someone that can actually give you like some sort of, or patients could probably do it, the massage.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Area, because I could get out of hand. I'm only calling, I'm not going to get in politics today, just cause you out of concern.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that because it was challenging trying to get any sleep. Says, what next, Juan? How do you cope? Just, I exercise a great deal of patience. I try to. It doesn't always work, but I try. Let's do the break, and then we'll be back on the other side of it. No snapshot, eh? We can do the snapshot. It'll probably have to be tomorrow because the advanced polls on Thursday. I have to go back through the IRCA code of practice. Can we talk about the election on election day? On polling day? Advanced poll day? No? I'm going to go back through it tonight. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Girl!
you just show me Bulla Boy on his phone?
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Nassau, Rollin' Red is your next stop. It's a drive-in rally this Tuesday, the 7th of September at the QE Sports Center. 6 to 8 p.m. Stay in your car and truck or on top of your car or truck. Live entertainment featuring Christian Masson, Najee Dunn, and DJ Tang. All safety protocols will be observed. So let's roll red. Then watch us live on any FNM social media site or the rebroadcast on ZNS, R News, and Eyewitness, 8 to 10 p.m.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. It's good to have you with us. We were supposed to talk about the fiscal snapshot, but maybe we'll talk about that on Thursday if we can't talk raw politics, which is a silly rule. It says, Juan, did you ever hear from the PLP? I did. I heard from them. Now, they claim that it's not that Davis doesn't want to do the interview, but it's that his schedule would not allow for the time. So they claim. However, I note that his schedule allowed the time for him to do an interview with Clint, but I guess not me. I want you to know, I do hope that that is the case, that it's actually a scheduling conflict, because Clint cannot shield the PLP from me. No one can. Only God Almighty. Okay. Good day, Juan. I've been voting for the FNM since 1987. I'm from a UBP family. This time I'm supporting the PLP. I'm riding the wave with Brave. This is the worst prime minister I've ever seen besides Donald Trump. Donald Trump was prime minister. Who was given the contract for the sidewalk on Charles Saunders Highway? They left all the old tar from the sidewalk they dug up for months now. Come clean up your mess. You obviously done been paid. Sidewalk finished. Come clean up your dirt you left behind. Yeah, I want to know who was given the contract for the Charles Saunders Highway
sidewalk too. We've been asking the Minister of Works about that, but he hasn't responded. He won't dignify it with a response. One, what gets me is after the election, the government has always acted and spoken arrogantly, even contrary to their promises, and stalling on their delivery to the people, e.g. community enhancement, NHI. Yeah, and when you get these large majorities, you get this overconfident sense of the Bahamian people they're all behind me, and they all want me to do X, Y, Z, and it's really not the case. It's usually a case of voter discontent with the current administration. Please help me. Where do I go for early voting? I'm in Nassau Village. I just told everybody. Hold on, Nassau Village. This is Sadie Curtis. And that's where I went last time, because I was in Nassau Village. I don't live in Nassau Village, actually, but I was in the constituency of Nassau Village. Not last time, sorry, time before last. Hello, One. Nice show as always. Thanks. I voted for Minnis in 2017. I'm not happy with his promises, like it's the people time. That was a lie. Election in 2022, that was a lie. Minnis is desperately trying to hold on to his PM post. Now, he didn't say the election was going to happen in 22. He said election was not due till May of 2022. He kept saying it's not due. He didn't actually say the election was going to happen in 2022. Many Bahamians are not registered because they thought election was next year. For those reasons, I'm voting him out. I'm not voting out the FNM. I'm voting him out. I feel you. Says, I am not pleased with this administration, and I am not voting. Hey, Juan, with 13 parties running for the election, the FNM PLP will lose votes. Think about that. Yeah, I have no doubt. One, the problem today with the DNA party is unquestionably, and as I've heard many say, the DNA leader, Mrs. Aranthea Komalafe. She, in my view, is the worst, most phony political party leader in political history. The DNA party got 3,000 votes in 2012, about 7,000 in 2017. No, it was more than that. And I predict worse in 2021. And again, no candidate in election as usual will get their $400 deposit back. I don't think Aranthea Komalafe is the problem with the DNA. I think just money is the problem with the DNA. They just can't match the FNM and the PLP in terms of money, in terms of just money. Money buys you a lot of things. Money buys you people on the ground, generals, a campaign network. It's just money. I see they made an ad. Is this a thing we're doing now? Right? They did it to me several times. They did it to Lang. PLP shamelessly is using a voice note recording of a show from Lang. Couldn't even come ask us for the audio so it'd be clean. Although it's a nice commercial. And they really spruced it up with Lang's voice. Have you seen it? Yeah? He's talking about Brave David. It's lovely. The audio is horrid, but it's a lovely lovely commercial. They have me with a commercial talking about the DNA leader. Y'all should pay us. What are you doing? Come on. You're going to use us to advance your political agenda and don't even come ask us for some licensing money or pay us some licensing money or something? What's that about? Certainly you need to pay Lang. Because he's going to get in trouble with the FNMs all over again over that. Good afternoon, Juan and Bahamas. Sometimes I wonder if our national leaders truly give ear and take heed to some of the worthwhile commentary and suggestions that is aired in the public domain by the contributors and hosts. And I suppose when Mr. Pinling made that brilliant move after Mr. Uriah McPhee's passing to hold a general election, maybe some folks thought that was crazy too. It's hard trying to please everybody. That it is. One, I can't believe Minnis didn't go and secure additional ventilators from wherever and get bed space from wherever and foreign nurses and support staff. One, we need that Regeneron, Florida Governor Santos, giving his people for free. Early treatment means no hospitalization. Yeah, I'd like some Regeneron.
It says, well, Jamaica was on lockdown and they still put the same prime minister back. Because of lockdown, lots of us are still here today. If the prime minister didn't lock us down, the same people would still blame him for the sickness and death in the Bahamas. Well, I don't agree that the lockdowns are the reason we're still here today. And also, our situation is not the same as Jamaica's. All right? Not really. Okay? Jamaica, they had the PNP had just come out of a very harsh leadership battle. All right? The leader was up there in age. He was suffering from, he was battling cancer. There were a lot of factors going on. Jamaica's election turnout was about 37%. All right? So I hear you that it's the same as Jamaica, but I'm here to tell you it's not. Okay? All right. Good day, Mr. McCartney. Are you still discounting the third parties? What about those voters who are disillusioned with the governing and the opposition party? I'm not, listen, I don't want you to take it as disrespect, you know, if I'm saying I don't think any third party will win a seat. All right? There may be one or two surprises. Well, I'm eyeballing how Chipman and McAlpine are looking. All right? But again, just going off of history, I don't see any third party being able to overtake the FNM and the PLP. I just can't make that work in my head. It says back and butt pain depends on how fat your wallet is, Juan. LOL. Big pimpin'. Walk out that strain and use BioFreeze, Roll-On, and acupuncture. Let's hear Dr. Minister financial snapshot homework. Thought maybe the dog ate it. Yeah, I was doing acupuncture, and it works. It works because my shoulders were in knots. They're still in knots, but they were in very serious knots. I couldn't. That was also I had trouble sleeping because of tension in my shoulders. And I've been doing acupuncture for I did three sessions, and already it feels better. So I'm gonna ask her to put some focus on the sciatic nerve, but it comes and goes. But when it comes, it sucks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We spoke about Freetown not having good representation over the last 4.5 years. I'm offering myself to change that. We're here at Salem Park, and one only need look at the condition of Salem Park. If one comes in the night, one could look at the condition of the lights on the court. The young persons are the future of this country. It is a very simple case to make to invest in young people. It is a very simple case to make why we should spend the resources to make sure that they have proper recreational space. The current incumbent MP could not make a case that we have to invest in the young now. Again, I invite you to come with me for real representation.
This has been a paid political announcement by Mr. Wayne Monroe, PLP candidate for Freetown.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Hospitals are collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts. Hiding who profits from travel visas, from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed,
Who?
Got rich. The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hello, I'm Jermaine Kemp, a patient care assistant at Sunland Rehabilitation Center. I am one of many standing proudly on the front line of healthcare during the global COVID-19 pandemic, and I am vaccinated. I made a decision to get the AstraZeneca vaccine after attending information session to learn more about it. I felt it was important to ensure that I did not spread the COVID-19 to my family, friends, and most importantly, my patients. My patients depend on me for their care, and I consider it a privilege to serve. I invite you to join me in keeping our clients, colleagues, and community safe by choosing to be vaccinated. We can do this, Bahamas. Together, we can beat COVID-19 one vaccination at a time.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution. It says, Juan, you're correct about Jamaica. The situation is different. Yeah, it's different. Like, a lot of people didn't have confidence in Andrew Phillips. Andrew Phillips. You got a phone call? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome. This will be the last one. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to what?
How's it going?
Yeah, I think Brandon Lucarno is the only candidate that got the money back last election, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like to tell the trade parties that none of them going to get their money back, you know. Okay. I mean, the only trade party has any independent ever won an election was through accommodation by the two major parties.
Now, Whitney Bastian ran against the FNM and the PLP and won in North
Carolina. Yeah, that was kind of, you know why that was. Because, you know, that was the man. He had a lot of money, and that was his community. He
right.
was, like, the part of that community.
Mm.
You know, as well as, well, they can't even accommodate themselves.
Right, precisely.
They refuse to accommodate themselves. Come on, man. They you know, but that's good for the public base, you know. That's good for government revenue. Thank you.
No problem. Someone saying Andrew Holness. What did I say? I didn't mean Holness. I meant Phillips, Peter Phillips. What did I say? Did I say Andrew Holness? Or did I say... Oh, I said Andrew Phillips. Sorry. It's the lack of sleep, perhaps. I don't know. It says Cartwright was independent in West End a long time ago. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said Andrew Phillips. I apologize. Peter Phillips. Andrew Holness. Andrew Holness, JLP. Peter Phillips, the PMP. Okay. Just so you don't think I'm crazy. It says, Juan, great show. Please let us know what time the polls open on election day, if you're aware. 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Where does the people who are voting in constituencies on the Family Island, voting in New Providence and Grand Bahama, Why was that information not released? Why are family islanders always treated as second-class citizens like an afterthought? Well, it's much easier to accommodate the family islanders than it is. They don't have the massive numbers that we have. Hey, one, the FNL will be lucky if they win 5 seats. Hubert Ingraham then want Dr. Sands to be leader of that party. Hubert Minnis will resign after the elections. And they will have a by-election in Killarney, and Dr. Sands will take over as leader. Okay? I don't want to take any phone calls. Says these PLPs forget that when they came to power, Bahama was 10 stories high. All buildings were removed and rebuilt, road diverted, and landscaped. But Ingraham gets no credit. They even accuse Ingraham of bringing the Chinese here. Yeah, Hubert Ingraham deserves quite a bit of credit for Bahama. One, that person who said the FNM will only win 3 seats, he ain't safe. And the oil drilling, don't forget that was the PLP owned as well, Anton. Juan, I must say it's very hard listening to the logic of some of your callers on political issues. So if the government that's in is corrupt or not transparent, you should keep them for another term. It's a given things will get done, but it's how the government governs in the best interests of Bahamians. I mean, there is a legitimate argument to say that continuity in government is good for a nation. There's also a very legitimate argument to say that if you don't believe a government is good for the nation, it makes no sense to have them continue governing. What we need is some sort of plan that we're all in sync with, that everybody can agree with, and we just need to follow that as best we can, depending on different shocks or whatever, as a nation. For instance, the plan that we have to have 30% renewables by 2030, right? Both governments have adopted that plan. The $400 is set to give the common man a chance to run. Yeah, I agree. You don't put that up. This says, worst PM, really? He's been working tirelessly to keep us safe and secure vaccines for all the Haymans. Okay. Says, I live in Nassau Village. You made me feel some type of way. What's wrong if you live in Nassau Village? Why did you have to explain it? Ain't nothing wrong with living. I didn't say nothing was wrong in living in Nassau Village. I just said, I don't live in Nassau Village. But I'm in the Nassau Village constituency. To my mind, Nassau Village proper is large enough to be its own constituency. And I was in Seabreeze for many decades prior to that. Hi, one. I supported Dr. Minnis in 2017. I live in Killarney, and I will not support Dr. Minnis this time around. I want him gone, so I will not be voting for him. I will also not support Brave Davis. I really don't think Brave is good for our country. May God direct us this and next Thursday. It's going to be interesting. Good afternoon, McCarty. Do you have an update on Mr. Walter Hanschel? I do not. It says, LOL, I feel like the snapshot have the secrets to the universe in it. And we could miss it because we read a lot about colors. I mean, I'm not naive. I understand that people have a seriously healthy appetite for politics. Right now, we're in the heat. This is as political as you can get, right? A week out from an election. So I'm not crazy that I think that, well, we're not going to discuss politics, but I didn't intend to do the entire time. Change my address to where I moved since 2017. Can I vote in my old constituency? No. The day I went to change my address is when the PM dissolved Parliament. Ouch. Well, not if you're ordinarily resident where you live. No.
Good afternoon, McCartney. A lot of Pinewood residents literally didn't know who their MP was until he was unfortunately robbed a few weeks ago, and it was reported. I think Lincoln Bain will edge out the PLP's Miles LaRota and secure Pinewood. Well, that would surprise me if that did happen. Since Branville did not get his deposit back, I did the report, and he did not. I do believe he did. I'll double check, but I do believe he did, if memory serves me correctly. All right, we got to go. So maybe we'll do the snapshot tomorrow, maybe not. I'm going to go work on my sciatic nerve. Thanks for the tips and the concern. You guys take care out there. See you live off the record. Shivago Lang is up next. Have a great day.